Hello everybody, welcome to Artist Corner. My name is Nolan Brewer, and today I'm joined by a special guest, Haley Finesse of Ragamuffs.
Hello, what's up everyone? Thank you for having me, Nolan.
Yeah, with pleasure. If you're not familiar with her work, she's a local artist in Hawaii that makes, I think your style would be described as indie music, but more so pop and rock.
Yeah, it's a mixture of all of that, and I would say like indie rock, bedroom pop, like right in that pocket.
And she has a bunch of releases, such as the album Achy Luminescence, and you have a bunch of singles, such as your recent one, Glennie Said.
I'm trying to make it soon, so
Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. I'm excited. It's been
Do
a
you
minute.
Think
I did interview.
Do you think inspiration is the most important part of creativity?
I think it's a whoa, that's a I was like, what kind of questions are we gonna get into today? Is inspiration the most important part? I actually would say no. I don't think it's the most important. I think it's important for sure. Like yeah, you can be inspired and then it'll push you to create something. But there's also a lot of moments where I'll feel inspired, but I won't create something. But then there's also moments where it's like I'll just be driving or something and doing very mundane day-to-day things, and that kind of like pushes my creativity in a way. I feel like it's a mixture of a lot of things, and I think I used to think it was a lot of feeling inspired, and like I used to go out a lot and enjoy different things and just kind of put myself out there, because I mean it was fun. It was that time of my life where I was just like very social and you like see inspiration everywhere. But then I think when that kind of wears down, you realize there's a lot more like inspiration around to like push us to be creative. And I think more and more now where I am in my life, like just life lessons, like real things of life, life, everyday life is what kind of helps me to be creative and push me a little bit. So, and other people who I surround myself with. So
would you say that you use your emotions more than music theory?
Like when I'm making music.
Yeah.
So I haven't really thought about that. I didn't really study a lot of music theory. I think so. I don't really use it intentionally. I probably do it without realizing I'm using a lot of music theory. Okay, between the two, I would choose emotion. And more like, I feel like a vibe, like not just emotion and lyrics, or like also the types of tones that I like to choose when I'm playing guitar, because that's like my main instrument. And creating a song, I would say like I kind of feel the vibe a bit. I guess that's emotion. Yeah.
Are there any local artists here that you listen to often?
Ooh, there's a bit. The Mob is one that I enjoy. Also, like one of my good friends. Like I like to go catch their sets often. And Yolo Ono has really good produced and recorded music. Kill Tuco. Who else? Nick Kurosawa. There's a lot. I could keep going. There's Katsu, Royce Fisherman. There's a lot of cool artists out here in Hawaii. I think it's like underrated compared to other main cities in the world. Yeah.
What style of music besides island music do you think does well here?
In Hawaii, I think it depends like what you consider well. Because
Yeah.
a lot of people do a lot of things. Like you have people making it like they live here and they're doing so good like over the internet, and then you have people who are just doing so good like when you watch them live, like they just bring such a good energy to their live performances. And then, but you're saying genre, which genre?
Yeah. And I think what I meant is live.
Oh, like live sets? Actually, I think aside from like local island music, like the rock scene, and like it's always been, I feel like it's always been like punk music and like kind of in that realm of like punk and metal and very like DIY kind of bands, like that you'll see either in Chinatown or like shout out to Harbor's Vintage right now. They put on a lot of those shows, so I think they're doing great. Like there's just such a good energy at those shows and like a community around it. And even since before I started playing, I felt like that vibe and that community was always just like, it's just like a lot of fun. And they sound great and they put a lot of heart into everything. So very inspiring.
Are there any places specifically that you could see yourself performing at?
Yes. I'm a dreamer, so anything that's gotten me to be able to do the things I like, I wanted to do, like are you local or just anywhere?
Anyway.
I don't know specific venues because I'm such a like a Hawaii girl. Like I don't know a lot of big venues out there, but maybe I would say like festivals. Like I really want to play like mainland festivals. Austin City Limits would be cool. Or even like studio type gigs like KEXP. Like I love them. Something like that. There's this really cool festival. I don't know if it's still a thing, but like Tropicália in California was like a festival that inspired me, and I really wanted to play that one. And a lot of people that were on that lineup, like Wallows that I saw that festival, like Wallows, Men I Trust, I think TV Girl. Oh yeah, TV Girl was there too. Like there's like a handful that I got to open for, so I guess I could potentially maybe like it doesn't feel as out of reach nowadays as it used to. Yeah, I think yeah, that would be fun.
And
Hopefully, I don't know.
I forgot to mention, but you got to play at South by Southwest too, which is really cool.
Yeah, South by Southwest. That was an experience for sure. Thank you.
What do you think the most important part of production is? If there is one.
Ooh, it's hard to say most important, but I think right now with making music, like I've been focused a lot on or paying a lot of attention to my tones that I use, like of everything, like my guitar tone, getting it. You can do so many things with the dials, and like sound engineers know how to do way more things, but I think tones for sure of every little piece in your like instrumentation. So like even a snare tone or like a kick drum or your hi-hats, or like deciding if you want to go with like more electronic beats or having like chorus on your guitar, or and you're using just the perfect synth, not perfect, but like just like paying attention to the synth sounds that you use and how that like makes you feel, I think, as a listener and just like as someone creating. Like yeah, I've been feeling lately like that's a huge thing. I don't know if I write the same as I used to, but yeah, with from the lessons that I've learned in the past, I think that's where I am, and I'm like having a lot of fun, and it's really challenging too, but it's very frustrating. I feel like very important, also very frustrating, but it could really make or break, I feel like your sound and your genre and what you're trying to go for, like the right tones.
Would you say dynamics is also part of tone?
I think so, yeah. That could be like kind of like the volume and like
Yeah.
how you move throughout a song. I personally like I'm still learning. I'm not the best at like sound engineering stuff, but yeah, definitely. All of that plays hand in hand. I mean, you're an audio engineer, right?
I'm
I don't
trying to
know.
be.
Yeah. I'm sure you have really good insight on like everything.
Which instruments have you played on your songs?
I have played guitar, so rhythm and lead. On Used to Be, I played bass. That was the first time I tried that. That was a challenge, but I love playing bass. I just wouldn't really do it as a main instrument. What else did I played keys on that too. And what else? Not drums. Drums is hard. I'll usually like have a basic beat and then I'll give it to an actual drummer to fill in and just like enhance it. But yeah, but on majority of the other songs, like 'cause that was only really that one, I'll do like guitar, like rhythm and leads pretty often. Bass, I don't know if I'm gonna continue trying to do bass. Sometimes like maybe little sections I can. We'll see. But yeah, the past stuff that I have out and vocals. So yeah.
What I've heard sounds great.
What was that?
What I've heard sounds great.
Thank you. I'm glad it turned out. I don't always trust myself on like other instruments. Like bass is the closest because it's like, I don't know, closer to guitar. But other than that, yeah, I'm like, ask my friend Tony who plays bass. I'm like, can you help me? Yeah.
What is one thing you couldn't live without as a musician?
I couldn't live without. Probably like Spotify. Honestly.
Same.
Yeah, no, Spotify is like an everyday thing. And it's just, yeah, I'll be playing music all day long and more than like watching TV or anything. So it's very important. I write that off as a business expense.
Dang, I should do
Yeah. I
that.
mean, I would think people do that, right? Like it's research and development if you're an artist.
True.
Yeah.
Is Ragamuffin your favorite genre of cat?
I wish I had a ragamuffin cat. Yeah. I don't even know too many cats, but I've done a good amount of research on like the ragamuffin kitty.
I learned that the reasoning behind your name a bit was that one of them was, I think you said it means street child, but you also
Yeah.
said that it's a cat breed, and
Yeah.
I think you also said it was one of your favorite soul songs.
Yeah, there's a song. I guess that's where I heard it first, was a Selah Sue song, the word ragamuffin, and I heard it in The Office too by Michael Scott. But no, that song was just, I don't know. I liked the word itself, and then I did more research and I was like, oh, that's cool, like you know, like kind of having a raggedy feel to you, because that's how I felt when I started it and chose the name. I was just a very like, and I still am, just a very DIY kind of, I don't know, not as youthful as before, but scruffy kind of persona and vibe behind things that I do. Not
Would
all the
you
time, but yeah.
say that being present in your day-to-day life is important for being an artist?
I think, yeah, being present is good in general, but I personally am bad at that. I'm trying to work on it. I'm actually more of a, like, I get stuck in my head a lot.
Same.
So I'm sure being present is helpful, but it just depends, I think, on your style. Like me, like I think I can't change it. I just get stuck in my head a lot. And that does help me bring up a lot of like thoughts and inspiration on like more like lyrics and what I'm trying to write.
You've written a song about that too.
Yes, wait, which one?
About getting stuck in your head. Something, it's, I think something, it's about glue. I forgot the title. I'm
Oh yeah,
sorry.
putting in glue
Yeah.
about feeling stuck. So yeah, I feel like a lot of my the songs that I like wrote definitely is just me in that state of mind. But yeah, I want to mesh more being present and see what happens into my new stuff.
What do you think about social media as an artist?
Oh my God. Social media.
Yeah.
I think when I first started Ragamuffs, like I loved like I went to school for marketing because it was just like fun for me. And I would be in marketing class in college and I would like apply everything they're saying to my music. And I think that's what helped me in the beginning. And it was just like actual fun, like genuine fun. And I would like have fun designing graphics or like thinking of videos, and I would edit all my videos and stuff and then just put it out. And I think one of the things in marketing class that stuck out and why I did it and I was like really inspired, I guess, at the time was they're basically saying, oh my God, I just lost it. Hold up. Wait, hold up. There's like this lesson that like stuck out.
Take your time.
Basically just talking about like it takes it I don't know the exact number, but it takes a lot of like times of exposing someone to something before someone like buys the product. And I think that stood out to me. So at the time I would just like post and I would think like, oh my God, I'm being annoying online, but I don't know, it helped. It like worked, and I think I overcame the whole like being subconscious about feeling annoyed that I'm like posting so much. But I think social media is a good tool, but I've also reached points in my artist journey where I didn't think I was gonna get to that, but because I was just so into marketing and using social media, but it really like can be draining. It's more draining to me nowadays, but I'm also trying to like remember, I guess, the goal here and stay focused, because it's really just like a part of the art of being an artist. It's not, it shouldn't be the main focus of being an artist. Yeah, I had to take a moment a minute ago and just step back and be like, how am I gonna change my mindset around it and approach it differently? Because there's a point where, yeah, the numbers were, when you like, I don't know, it was getting exciting, you know, you build traction and then you see things and then it like is validating. It's like, oh cool, you know, and then you post it again or whatever, do something again. But I also realized the more it validates you, the more power it has to also like bring you down when you don't get those things. And I didn't like that about myself and my relationship with social media. So yeah, I kind of just took a minute to like chill on there, and I think now I feel a little bit better. I'm like, I'll just post things and not care as much. Like it's really hard not to care, but I'm doing my best. Just yeah, really just be, I feel like it's just the most important thing is just being genuine and like intentional with like how you use it. Like if it's if you're just like, you know, you want to show your art, like just focus on your art and then whatever happens happens kind of thing. Yeah, it's not good to like get your hopes high thinking like there's so many viral people on TikTok. It's crazy, everyone's viral nowadays. I don't think I've felt the viralness of TikTok in my career. Like I'm very like pretty bad at TikTok, but it's cool to see that that's a tool that's out there for people. But yeah, I'm just, it's also dangerous, I think. Like imagine like one day you just wake up, which I think happened to a lot of people, and then your thing just goes viral. And then you kind of hold on to this, like, I don't know what to call it, like this drive that, okay, the next video after that, like, I want that to go viral. And sometimes that's not the healthiest thing to chase, because it's, I think that's impossible to keep that up, to just keep, like, keep going up and up. Like, that's hard. So yeah, no, I could go on a whole thing about social media marketing, all that, as an artist. It could be very stressful.
You think it's possible to go without social media in modern times as an artist?
I think it depends what your goal is. Like, I guess in the sense of like trying to create an audience and a fan base, it's really hard, I think, but I think it's possible. I think Mac DeMarco did that. I think, yeah, he doesn't have a social media. Maybe like through Spotify. I believe that you can just post on Spotify if you really wanted to, and the music will reach the right people. But yeah, I mean, that's the only example that I can think of, is like, I listened to a Mac DeMarco interview before, and he toured a lot though. So I feel like the other thing you gotta do is just tour like a lot. So I think it's possible.
Do you have any advice for bedroom producers who want to put themselves out there more?
Did you say bedroom?
Yeah.
This is, I think you just gotta, I think it's okay. This is where I'm like stuck, because I'm learning to use the internet more for like music, but then like my experience was making connections and community in like the local scene. Like, to me, that was like the best thing for like putting myself out there. Like going to open mics and supporting like indie shows or underground shows, and then not just supporting it, but like going out and like actually like kind of partying and just making friends with people and having fun, and make, yeah, having like a, like creating a community out of that. And then you just, I've just learned so much through that, and the people that I met and the good people that were like willing to like teach me things that I didn't know. So yeah, I mean, I think that's important. And just do things that are uncomfortable. Like, just even just like a little bit uncomfortable. Like, if going to shows and making a new friend's uncomfortable, like, yeah, do that. Try that. And I think it'll just like, you'll be surprised where it takes you, honestly. Like Jaslyn's such a good friend, and I learned so much from her. And I mean, I'm sure you know too. And she's just taught a lot of people so many things, and she's a good example of just being genuine. And even the way that like you treat people, I think that's important. Like not gatekeeping things is important, because you'll get that. But no, you'll just like learn so many things by just socializing
Yeah.
in the
Jaslyn's a great professor, by the
yeah, shout
way.
out to Jaslyn.
Aside from social media, have you gotten inspired by any kind of media, such as movies or games or TV?
Definitely movies and like shows that like on Netflix that I used to watch a lot of. I think like when I started to record music and get into recording, I always would kind of romanticize the idea or like daydream about like, oh, it'd be cool if there is like this soundtrack like over these scenes and this kind of vibe. And that's kind of what inspires a lot of, I feel like, the music that I put out and that I'm working on. Because I just love, like, I had a whole point in my, a few years back, where I just like, I loved movies. Like, I'd get so into it and I wouldn't want it to end. And I, like, there's a point too where I'm like, dang, I want to kind of go to acting classes, because that's just like so cool. Like, I want to be in a movie. That's like my non-musical like dream.
Do you have a favorite movie?
There's so many right now. Oh, I really liked Everything Everywhere
Oh, that's a really good one.
All at Once. Is that what it's called? Am I like
Yeah.
not messing it up, right?
I knew right away. I knew right away.
Yeah, that's such a good movie. I gotta watch it again. What's another good movie? This is an older one, but I used to like In Time with Justin Timberlake, and I think it was Amanda Seyfried. I had a Twilight phase. But some shows that I really like got into are like Atypical on Netflix and New Girl and Portlandia. What else? Pen 15 sounds cool. But yeah, I don't know. Just a lot of movies with like badass like female lead roles is really, I think that inspired me.
Did you see yourselves composing for anything?
Composing for like a movie.
Yeah.
I would love to. That would be cool. I think that would be a challenge for me, but that would be really cool. Like I've gotten sync placements on like in an Amazon Prime series. So that was kind of the closest taste I've had to like being in that world. And I definitely want to do more. That wasn't intentionally like written for the show or anything, but yeah, no, I think if I had the budget to record and do all that, because I can imagine that takes, it costs a lot of money, but somehow it's possible.
Would you say that the music industry in Hawaii is different than other places?
I think so. The only other places I can really compare it to, like from experience, would be like Seattle and LA. I've only been there for a little bit. And I think too, like from knowing like stories from my friends that play music elsewhere, but I think it's pretty different. Like one of the things, like I think when people travel here, it's like island music and reggae is the first thing that you're gonna hear everywhere. And also like see it at, you know, the really like more mainstream places around here and like venues. But no, yeah, and like compared to the mainland, there's like Seattle had such a grunge, like DIY, more indie vibe. Well, they're pretty mixed. But like the scene, there's so many different aspects about it. Like, for example, too, in Hawaii, I feel like at least hanging out in the scene and being in that community at the time when I was like going out to shows a lot, it felt very, very like welcoming and friendly. Like kind of touching back to just meeting a lot of people and making friends. Like everyone's just so supportive in that sense. For the most part, I like to believe that other musician friends, we want to see each other succeed. Like I know there's people out there who it gets very competitive and stuff, but there's also like such good people out there that just genuinely want to support. And yeah, like I love supporting my friends' music and everything. There's like I feel like I felt like in LA, maybe it's just the pocket that I was in when I did go there. Like I played there at, I forgot, Hotel Cafe. Wait, I'm gonna Google that real quick. I think that's where it was. I played there once and like a lot of well-known artists played there and got like discovered. But I remember the vibe being kind of, I don't know, it was tense for some reason. Cause we're just like such a DIY, we had such a like DIY sound and we're like very rough and we weren't polished. We didn't, I don't know, we that was our first time playing in a place like that. And the vibe felt very cutthroat. And I remember leaving feeling very like, oh my God, like what was that? Like what did we just do? That was weird. But But then there's also like, oh, Austin too. Austin, Texas. I like their vibe. They had a cool vibe, but I only experienced it during South by Southwest. But there's also like, I could probably speak on this, but like, I think it's not as saturated in Hawaii if you're trying to be a musician, which is nice because there's a lot of room to kind of pioneer different vibes out here and create like your own community, which I love. And even in terms of like being able to open for artists, I think if I lived in LA and I was trying to open for Wallows, I don't think I would have gotten that slot. Maybe I would have, but I don't know. But I feel like being in Hawaii kind of gave me the opportunity. Yeah, because it's not as saturated. Like I can imagine like LA being and all those like really like the cities where if you're like a musician and you want to chase your dream, like I'm gonna think to go to that city. But I think Hawaii is very underrated. There's such talented, like so much talented people here. And it's cool.
Would you say opening up for people is a different experience from playing a regular show?
Yeah, I think so. It's just it the energy is different. Like you kind of never know what the energy is gonna be because it's like it's not exactly like you're mixing maybe a small portion of people who know your music, or maybe like no one knew your music at all, and then you're basically playing to the headliners like crowd and vibe. But I feel like in my experiences, like it's been awesome though. Like most of those crowds have been such a good fit for my sound, and like it's also like I knew that ahead of time though. It's just like knowing where I want to put my music. I was like, I want to be playlisted amongst these guys, and I think one of the first like major playlists that I got put on Spotify was like on a playlist like next to Wallows or like Hippocampus. I didn't open for Hippocampus, but I love them. But like amongst that playlist, and I think you don't have to exactly have the same sound, but you know, like those people, the fan base and the audience will like their ears will gravitate towards a certain vibe. And but like, do you mean like versus putting on my own show kind of? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just me because I'm like I love the headliners that I got to open for, so it's just a lot more exciting. I felt a lot more pressure being there because it's just like, oh, I want to like I just want to do good and in front of these artists that I look up to, versus my own shows. I mean, I haven't done my own show in a minute, but those are fun too. Those are like I feel like a little bit less pressure because people are kind of there for you and you can just kind of, okay, I don't know what I'm saying. It's definitely more exciting. Yeah, being able to play for like people you look up to.
Would you say that playlists are really important for building an audience?
I think it I wouldn't say it's like there's like playlists on Spotify. It is, but also at the same time, it's not like everything. 'Cause you have so many other outlets you can build audiences on, like doing live shows or like your social media or TikTok and stuff. But playlists, no, I would say not really. Like, I don't know. I think I learned this from a marketing company I talked to in the past, but actually, I feel like a lot of my listeners on Spotify didn't translate to my social media. So my social media following compared to like the streams on Spotify are like there's a gap. So I mean, I don't think it's like everything. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's like listeners out there. It's just maybe they haven't found me through Instagram or something like that. But no, there's so many other ways. It's important, but not the most important.
Would you say that you need to focus on on finding your audience at all, or does it just come to you naturally?
I think naturally. I think it's just like you kind of just be yourself and do whatever you want. And then yeah, I feel like for any artist, like no matter how small or big or how new or like experienced you are, like if you just like be yourself, like the people will find you and they're gonna resonate with you and they're gonna like what you do. And they'll tell their friends and stuff. And yeah, I feel like that, like just be yourself kind of thing, and your audience will come to you. And it's kind of like how, like you as an audience member, or like me as an audience member, like how do I find music that I like? I think about it in that way. I'm like, I like this music, and then you find other people similar to you. And yeah, just because it's relatable, and I think representation too is important with that as well.
I think it also just takes time.
Yeah, for sure. Building that community.
There anything you can tell us about your upcoming projects?
Yeah, I'm trying to release music by like this year. I would like it to be an EP. If not an EP, an album. If not an album, an EP, I mean. But it feels a lot more like mature, I feel like, compared to some past stuff. And like maybe the word would be like toned down. But we'll see, because I still do like trying to write with live shows in mind, and like, oh, that'd be a good energy and how that would translate. But I love like stripped down type of music, and very just chill, you know, not too crazy, not too like heavy and slow, but right in the middle. So I feel like that's kind of been my influence, but it's been my influence for a while. I think I'm finally just like experimenting with it, because yeah, I have a soft voice too, and when I sing live, so I think about that too. I'm like, I don't want like my drums to be too crazy where like dynamically, because yeah, I have a lot of past like songs that I released that are very high energy drum wise. And I, in a way, I guess I learned from that too. I'm like, it's actually kind of difficult for me to like to like sing that live unless my drummer kind of like tones it down, but stuff like that. And I love playing and singing kind of chiller stuff. That's like where I feel the most comfortable. So I'm planning to, yeah, just mix all of that. Lyrically, I think it's a lot more mature and coming from like a lot more like firsthand, real like emotions. I feel like Echiluminescence was an album made for fun, and I didn't dig deep into my emotions with it. I almost like I took experiences from like friends. So I was like avoiding my own feelings in a way. So with new stuff, I'm trying to hone in to like my own, like what am I feeling kind of thing. So I'm excited about that.
Speaking of lyrics, do you have any advice for anyone who wants to get into writing lyrics?
Who wants to get into it? I think maybe just I have like no formal experience in writing. I think how I started was I listened to a lot of music, and I would just know like for myself, or over time I got better at it, but just knowing like, oh, like I hear a song and I love that lyric, and kind of diving into it. Like maybe you can think about like, okay, why do you like that lyric? You know, what makes that lyric special compared to these other lyrics? Then over time, it's like even in like movies or or shows or like talking to people in conversations, I feel like that's like a good place. Like just take from, you know, what inspires you. And if a line sounds cool, just like remember it. I mean, you probably will remember it because it sounds so cool. And then over time, you'll just like accumulate all these things and be like, you'll kind of figure out your pattern. I think like you like that style and why you like that style. And I think that'll help. Like I still do that a lot. I loved writing in high school and college, but I mean, that helps. Like just writing, not like actual lyrics, but just like writing. And I loved like rhetoric. And like there's just so many cool tools, you know, like metaphors and juxtaposition and all that. So I don't know. Simple little tip is just think about why you like the way other people say things, or like think about what inspires you. And like, and then things that you don't like too, like why don't you like that, you know? Yeah, I think that'll help.
You ever get inspired by literature?
I don't read that much actually. I'm trying to. I maybe more in high school and college when I had to, but not really, honestly. Like I've had books that I've owned. I tried to read Crying in H Mart. I haven't finished it, and I've had it for like over 3 years. I'm a slow reader,
Me
so.
too.
But I've been telling myself.
I have a lot of books up here that I haven't finished either.
Yeah. I mean, I want to. I always tell myself, I'm like, just read a book. It's gonna make you a stronger writer. But I just never, I'm so bad at it. In college, I don't think I even completed reading one textbook that I bought, like really expensive textbooks. Because I was just slow. I would just go off of the PowerPoints and the notes after, like for exams or quizzes. But yeah, I don't know. Not really.
What college did you study at?
Manoa.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I went to Schuylkill College of Business. So yeah, no, these are really good questions. I'm glad it's like pretty unique
Thank
compared to
you.
other like interviews that I've done.
I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you'd like to plug?
To plug, yeah, find me on TikTok and YouTube. I'm releasing a new YouTube video on the 13th, on May 13th. It's for a older song. Well, not old song, but it's just like I know people try to plan their releases along like music video and the song release and not having a huge gap, but this one's a music video for Glennie Said, which I released last year. And yeah, finally got the music video done. So I feel like after I released that, I didn't really promote it as much as I vision envisioned. But yeah, that one's coming out, and I don't know. I have gigs around Hawaii. Like I have a new residency over at Indochine every other Wednesday night. So if people like that vibe, that's a more solo stripped down kind of vibe that I'm gonna be doing. But yeah, come by. And honestly, everything that I'm gonna be releasing, I post it probably on Instagram first. So I would just plug my Instagram, which is Ragamuffs, RAGAMUFFS. And yeah, you can find me on other platforms through that too.
Are there any friends whose music you'd want to shout out?
Ooh, for sure. Yeah, the Mauve. Like the color Mauve. I said them earlier too. Yola Ono. Farrah Camus, that's like my best friend. She's out in San Diego. Really good R&B singer. Has great covers on YouTube and great originals too that are released. And then her boyfriend, Johnny Martian, who I like collab with him here and there. He's helped me play keys on some songs and add synths, and just really good friends that deserve a lot. Frank and Girl, they're cool. They're young ones in the scene, but love their vibe and energy. Kill Tuco. Who else is there?
Fuzzy Scarlet.
Oh, for sure. Fuzzy Scarlet and Jazlyn Lofton. Made to Order. Becca James. Jenny M. There's so many.
That's a lot of
Yeah.
people to listen to.
Yeah, there's so many though, but I'm gonna try. Oh, The Bruise also. Yeah, I want to put a playlist together
Oh,
all of these people on my Spotify
that'd be
because I'm
awesome.
yeah
And I'll link it.
because I like I blank sometimes, but I'm like, oh, I should have said them. Spooky Couch. But
I think the playlist would be really helpful.
yeah, just have it all in one place.
How important would you say music videos are as a musician?
I don't know. I actually don't even consume that much music videos myself. So, but then of course, like big pop artists, like lot of people love, like watch those music videos. I don't know if it's like, I would just say it's like more marketing than, I don't know though. I do love making music videos. But I get it though, when you have to prioritize different things as like a smaller artist, like the budget's not always there. So not that. I would say like if anything, maybe like making content and reels is probably a little bit more like important than music videos. But music videos are just, if you have the luxury to make them, I think it's just really cool. It just gives you another outlet to like showcase your style. And yeah, people just are able to kind of feel more like just another way for them to relate to you too. 'Cause you can sound totally different like from how you look and people see you and they're like, what? And it's like it's actually really cool. It's just like again, like I think representation's important in media. So just yeah, that's some like good reasons to put out music videos.
What do you think about the Spotify canvases?
Those are cool. I haven't made too many. That's basically like in the background, right? Where you loop something. Those are cool, but I'm like, who's I guess I'll like see it if I'm sitting and like, but if I'm in my car though, I don't like, won't look at it. But I don't know. I'm used to it now. It's cool to see. I think that's a way, like back to that one question you're talking about, like if you really need social media or I don't know. I forgot what the exact question was, but I'm like, if you don't want social media, you can always just use Spotify now. There's so many new features. And then, yeah, the people will still get a sense of like who you are through that without having like, I don't know, Instagram.
What do you think the definition of social media is?
The definition of social media, media that you could be like social on.
Yeah, because I the reason why I asked that question is because I've talked to some people who don't consider YouTube as social media, for example. But personally, I think it is.
I considered it social media. I think I have YouTube listed under like my social media area, like on my like press kits and stuff like that. But I think it's social. Like there's a comment section, you're interacting. So I guess yeah, like that's part of the definition, like just having an online platform where you can interact with other people. Yeah. I would say like movies is not social media, but it's like media. But you're not like actively like, I don't know, talking to other people.
I think for a second.
Yeah. Do your thing.
This is the reverse of a question that I asked earlier, but what do you think you could with live without as a musician that you might rely on?
probably, oh, that I probably rely on now.
Yeah.
I think I could live without. Hold on. Social media. Nah, I wish. I wish. It'd be hard. Honestly, sometimes I'm like, what would happen though if I just dipped from that?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's hard. One thing I could like take away, maybe. Actually, everything. Like everything. You don't need it. We don't need materials. All we need is an instrument and friends.
Let's become monks.
Yeah. I'm like, in a way, you don't even need anything. Maybe like my audio gear, like personally, because I don't use it to its fullest anyways. Like I just like find friends who can help me with that part. I'm like, I could throw away my Scarlett interface. I just use voice memos. Yeah.
Do you use your notes app to write lyrics too?
Yeah, singer song typer.
Same.
Yeah, notes is good.
I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but today I had a problem where I was writing something in my notes app and the note just disappeared.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That happened. Oh, yeah. One of my old phones, not on the app, but like one of my old phones, I think crashed, and I lost all my notes on
Ooh.
an old phone. And I had a lot. I was writing a lot at that time too, but I was like, oh my God. But now we have iCloud, so that's
True.
good.
I need to
Yeah.
back it up right away.
Yeah, you do. I used to work at Apple, so I'm like, yeah, you gotta do that.
Nice.
But now I feel like handwriting, maybe it's just like the age we live in our generation, but I feel like I'll be writing three words and I'm like, oh, I already forgot like the lyric. I have to type it out. It's just faster, or else I'm gonna forget. Bad memory.
Do you think it's a different, do you think the outcome would be different if you wrote it on paper?
I think so. I don't think I would be able to like process all my ideas as quickly. Yeah, because my brain just sometimes is just like too many, like overloaded. But I think it would still be good though, like if I did try to write, like handwrite something, or like anyone in general, I think like it would just create a different process. But I think, I don't know, you probably just end up with like no one would be able to tell if you typed it versus you writing it. Yeah. That'd be cool. I gotta try that.
The pros of handwriting things is that you don't have to worry about it disappearing.
That's true. Yeah, you'll have it forever. Then you have to remember like how to search it and find it. Like, oh, where did I put that song again? Yeah.
There's a lot of pros and cons of technology and
Yeah, and then a lot of bad things
yeah.
about it.
Well, I think that's gonna wrap today's episode, unless there's anything else you want to talk about specifically.
No, I think that was really good.
Thank
That was fun. Good questions. I
you for
hope.
joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I hope people like find this podcast and I don't know, learn something new, I guess. Always
Yeah.
something new in podcasts. I love podcasts.
You can find Ragamuff's work on all major streaming platforms such as Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, everywhere.
Yes,
Are you on
everywhere.
Bandcamp too?
I am, but I have to update it. That's my fault. Because I'm like, yeah, in charge of all of that myself. I don't really have like a big team helping me. It took me a while to get help for music, actually. But yeah, like now I have some support. Bandcamp, I gotta get on that. Bandcamp is cool. So gotta relearn how to use it.
And you also have a website too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's just ragamuffs.com. It's a little outdated. I'm gonna update it soon, but that's the domain.
Yeah, and I'll link all of that in the description.
Cool,
So,
thank you.
thanks everyone for joining me. I hope you enjoyed and learned something. And yeah, have a good day, everyone. We love you. Bye.
Thank you. See ya.